problem is that we're not applying our existing immigration system. The delays are so bad in the Department of Justice now that the Minister just can't even tell me how many people are waiting for a decision on their leave to remain applications. And of course, crucially, all those people are considered to still be in our asylum system and are required to be accommodated, even though they don't have a right under EU law to accommodation. So that's within the government's power to apply the system. They're not doing so. They're not explaining why they're not doing so. So it doesn't start to fill me with confidence. I mean, you can change the laws and change the system, but if you're not going to apply the laws and apply the system, well, then it's all kind of pointless. And the government have failed to explain why they're not applying the system that we have. And if they're not applying the system that we have, which is a system that Fine Gael themselves put in place, the International Protection Act of 2015 was introduced by Frances Fitzgerald when she was Minister for Justice, well, then what's to lead us to believe that they'll introduce some new legislation? I mean, it's a very, to be introduced by another Fine Gael Minister for Justice. I mean, it's a very Irish phenomenon that where you're failing to apply the laws or failing to apply a system, then you just pass a new law or introduce a new system and have a press launch for it, but nothing actually changes in reality. So I'm afraid I am very sceptical about the government's so-called overhaul plans.
We have seen some measures towards this, in fairness to the government, with the five new reception centres that were required throughout the country. They have a plan now to ramp up modular units. I know this is something that was said before, that there would be more modular accommodation for refugees, but on one level at least they have the promise now that the town's last hotel won't be used. It seems like they may be on the path to easing community discontent.
Yeah, but all of that is dealing with the symptom rather than the cause of the problem. I mean, the cause of the problem is that it takes far, far, far too long to determine asylum claims in Ireland, much longer than other countries of the European Union. The Department of Justice and the Minister for Justice are failing to deal with that and have failed consistently to deal with that over a long period of time.
We know that the average time to assess an asylum seeker claim, and this is according to the government, is 2 years. That is disputed, and we know some cases do take much longer. This new EU migration pact now, it doesn't set out a specific time frame, but it does say making asylum returns and border procedures quicker and more effective and making decisions faster as well. Would you be pushing for a specific timeline on that to make a difference?
I mean, the reality is that we have an EU-wide system called the Dublin 3 system, where people are transferred back to the country where they first entered the European Union or where they first claimed asylum. It works in almost all countries of the European Union, except Ireland. We are, for whatever reason, unable to transfer people back. If you look at the numbers that are being transferred from Ireland, they are paltry. People regularly time out, as in the government run out. You've 6 months to transfer people back. They run out of time. They're unable to implement the existing procedures, which every other country in the European Union can implement, and they're unable to even provide adequate reasons as to why they're not implementing the procedure. So, I mean, again, new laws at an EU level, if there isn't a political will or capability to implement them in Ireland, aren't going to change anything. And this government has completely failed to grapple with the phenomenon that is immigration. Yes, there are huge pressures on the system, as there are in other European countries, but other European countries are able to process people, applicants quickly. Ireland isn't, and the government failed to grapple and deal with that.
From your own reading of the situation, Michael, what do you believe fundamentally needs to change to actually get the system on a pathway to recovery and make it work, as in faster processing times for international protection applicants and then ensuring their deportation when their case is decided that they don't have a right to remain here?
Well, I mean, speed of processing people is key at all stages of the process. I mean, if it's a three-stage process, which it is in Ireland, it's a two-stage process in every other country of the European Union, it's a three-stage process in Ireland, then all three stages have to be fast, they have to be fair, and they have to be humane. But if they're not fast, they're not fair, and if they're not humane, they're going to run into difficulties, because if unfair decisions are being made, they'll be challenged in court, they'll be challenged successfully in court. If decisions are taking too long, well, then the longer somebody's in the country, the more likely they are to put down roots and therefore develop a right to stay in a country. So, as I say, it has to be fair, it has to be fast, and it has to be humane. And it's arguably not any of those three at the moment.